Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to another episode of the Trade Paperbacks.
Trade Paperbacks.
Trade Paperbacks. Paperbacks. Today we're talking about another Dark Horse comic, which I thought I had all of them, but I just have three number ones and a number three. It's so we were able to cover one of four and three of four.
That's right.
So
we got half.
Yeah. RoboCop versus Terminator.
Yep.
I'll go over my book first.
Yep, as makes sense.
Get more comfortable here. Whew. So, do you have a little cardboard cutout?
Yeah, I do. Yours is actually RoboCop.
Yeah, mine's RoboCop.
Mine is like...
And I have three of these.
Mine is this girl who gets killed in this issue. So,
which girl?
She, I don't know her name. It
she gets killed in my issue, too.
Does she? Yeah. There's some time travel in these.
Well, yeah, good point. So. Yeah, Terminator, right? So, I'll be honest. I didn't know anything about RoboCop versus Terminator. Versus Terminator.
Versus.
Versus Terminator. But I do, you know, we looked at it and, like, there's, like, video games and there's a bunch of stuff and, like, there's a bunch of, you know, the comics. There's these right here. And I was like, what is happening? Because we did the Magnus Predator thing.
Yep, yep. Robot fighter.
And I have something else versus Terminator, but I went with this.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, the idea that this first issue brings is riveting.
Okay, because there is a riveting idea in this issue, and I'm wondering if it's the same idea. Why don't
I
you cover yours
so.
First? I mean, it probably is, so.
I'm starting to think your cover's different, but the inside's the same. It does say three, right?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Let's make yes.
sure. Okay. It does
but
say
it's three. Like the Terminator 3, which is actually kind of cool. I always liked that Terminator font.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Terminator, the first two are great.
Yeah.
So it starts out.
None exists past that.
With, same as every Terminator anything. It starts out in the future
yeah.
with robots pretty much killing every single human being except for her, the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, locked into their computer, and she's able to find out that the entire army, the entire history of the Terminator comes from one half-man, half-machine.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, what?
Is Alex Murphy.
Yeah.
Also known as RoboCop.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
That would have been a really cool thing to do after Terminator 2.
I think I might have said it out loud.
And you're like, what?
They're like, one man caused this. He used to be a man. And I was like, what? And then it was like, Alex Murphy. And I was like, what? I literally was taken aback. And then I read the whole thing. And she goes to, well, I guess the present, right? The past for her. And kills him.
Mm-hmm.
She just destroys Alex Murphy.
Oh, okay.
She literally just owns him. And
Then the Terminators go back her in time and stop her, I'm assuming.
Yeah, he gets this, like, destroyed.
Yeah.
She crafts this weapon out of parts.
That weapon, and, right? The giant cannon. Yeah.
And she just totally destroys him, and he's, like, dying on the ground. He's like, who are you? And then she doesn't even say anything except, die.
Die.
And then shoots him in the face. Terminators go back in time just a little bit further and kill her.
Yeah.
In this scene right here. But then RoboCop gets a lock on the person who killed her, because this was before she killed him now.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So now she's the victim.
Right.
And it looks like he's on a mission to hunt down this Terminator character. And it ends. And it ends.
And then there's an episode 2, or an issue 2.
Right, I'm sure that's
And
great.
We don't quite know what happens in that one.
But it's fun to fill
but
in
But then
the
she goes to kill him again, and he's like, yes, you need to kill me. And then there's something happens, and she's like, there's got to be some other way. And then there's a lot of stuff in here about, like, they keep changing the Terminator future, but the Terminators keep coming back and changing the past again.
Yeah, there's a point where she kills Alex Murphy.
Yeah.
And first of all, she tried to jump before he became RoboCop.
Right.
But that didn't work out.
Yeah.
I thought that they were going to go the route of, like, she's the one who makes him not capable of living on his own without a robot body.
Oh, okay.
I thought she was going to be the reason.
She's the instigator became of this gang who like destroys him in the movie.
Yeah, that was my.
That would have actually been really cool.
Fine.
So, yeah, in this one, like, the Terminators actually get him, and then like he's trying to, like, he's hacking into their computers, and he's like, people are trying to kill him. Because he knows, like, this is how the end of humanity happens. It happens through me. And the Terminators keep stopping the people from killing him. And then through hacking into the system, he eventually takes over, like, a Terminator facility. And he rebuilds himself. So he's essentially a Terminator. But, like, he looks like RoboCop. And then he's, like, destroying the Terminators. So it's RoboCop, but he's rebuilt from flesh and machine as a Terminator. And I was like, that's pretty epic. Yeah. Like, this is actually a really well done meshing of those two worlds.
And it's weird, you know, like, the whole time I was reading it, it's very short. I think it was like
8 minutes or something like that. Yeah.
But the whole time I'm reading it, I'm like, what kept them from doing this?
Right.
You know, like, we've seen Terminator reboots. We've seen RoboCop reboots in film.
They keep redoing Predator versus Alien stuff.
Yeah.
But they never did this. Like, this is actually a really good idea.
I mean, everything about it. There wasn't a negative, like, there's really nothing I could say negative about it besides her haircut.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the future.
Right,
The future has bad haircuts. And we see
We see in The Matrix.
And we see that a lot in Frank Miller's work as well, which we'll get later into the podcast. But, yeah, there's just bad haircuts besides.
Well, actually, so the bad haircuts might have been Frank Miller. So,
oh, my bad.
You didn't know that. I didn't know that you hadn't caught that. I mean, it says by Frank Miller, so I'm assuming that's a writing credit. But
story Frank Miller. Oh, shoot.
I can't believe I caught that and you didn't.
It's not on my cover. Like, it doesn't say Frank
Miller
on my cover.
It's one of the two names that I would recognize from the comic book universe.
But as you can see, my three copies of issue one do not
yeah,
have a
cover. Yeah, that is true, yeah.
So I did not look at the credit line. That's so funny. It was, every time I, do you know how many times I read this, I was like, yeah, this is kind of Frank Miller-y.
And you never looked
even
to see
the dialogue. Even the dialogue, I was like, that's a little. Somebody took that from Frank Miller. Well, you know what? That makes me feel a little bit more vindicated.
Yeah, yeah. It means your senses are right on. You know?
I got my Frank Miller senses tingling.
Ryan's calibrated properly.
And that's weird. I feel silly. But this is an honest reaction. But there are some points, like, you know, with we'll get into Dark Knight Returns and stuff. Later in the podcast when we get into graphic novels. But this was really, really well done. And it really should have been at the top of the list when it comes to films.
Yeah, this should definitely have been before Alien vs. Predator 2. I mean, come on.
AVP 2.
They haven't rebooted RoboCop, have they?
Yeah, they did.
They did?
Yeah.
When did they do that?
Talk about something. Talk about grocery stores.
I mean, so I guess, while you're looking it up, I guess the thing to talk about would be, is this good enough to track down the other two issues? And I think, Ryan, as a collector, you're kind of obligated.
I think I have them.
You think you have them somewhere?
I think I have them somewhere.
Okay.
2014.
2014, really?
Mm-hmm.
How did I miss that?
It was okay.
That's around the time they redid Dread too, right?
It is, yeah.
Okay, because I actually kind of liked the Dread remake.
Then you would like RoboCop.
Okay. I mean, it was like just straight on action movie and much more accurate Dread than the original Judge Dread movie, which is still a good movie. I still like Judge Dread.
You do?
Yeah, the original. Yeah, I still
like it. And comic-wise, you know Judge Dread?
No.
Okay.
No, and that's probably why I like it.
Which Dread do you like the most?
For nostalgia's sake, Judge Dredd. But for like straight up action movie sake, like clearly Dredd is a better movie.
The way they filmed the drug scenes, you know?
Yeah.
Was pretty slow-mo.
Yeah.
Very underrated,
actually. Yeah. I was actually kind of surprised they didn't do a follow-up because it looked just so epic the whole way through. And they presented themselves so many opportunities of like, here's where you can go with this. And they haven't done a follow-up, so I don't know. But Carl Urban's not getting any younger, so.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
He's getting closer to actually looking like Bones.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
So.
Excellent, excellent. And I have this down there, too. I have Terminator.
Endgame?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I get a lot of Dark Horse. I do.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of Dark Horse comics. But this one would have been nice to see this make it on the screen.
It's too bad. If you find those other issues, I don't necessarily want to read them because we do have to keep up with the content we're doing. But I would be interested in seeing like what exactly happens at the end of issue 4. Like, what is the resolution of this? Because is it resolved by like, oh, it ends up not coming from Alex Murphy. It ends up coming from, Dynavision or whatever it is, the corporation they end up like assaulting in Terminator 2. I don't know. I'm actually genuinely curious as to how they resolve this plot line. So I don't know. Good comics. I recommend it.
I'd like to know as well. So, I mean, you know, when we get into the new season, we're going to probably be recording downstairs. Because of the dog issues and everything. And it should help with the carpet, we'll see. But I'll have time to organize my comics and try to find those because I really, really think I have them.
Mm, okay.
So
you got like boxes and boxes down there, right?
Nah, just three would be three boxes worth. But it's a lot of books.
Yeah.
The graphic novels are in a separate section actually. Mm. So we're not counting that.
Yeah, usually graphic novels are supposed to be on a shelf because they're thick enough that you can see what's on the spine.
Correct.
And that's the difference between those and comic books. So you put comic books on the shelf, it's like, well, you can't see. You need a box to sort it. To sort through it. Yeah,
what am I looking at?
Yeah. It just looks like you put term papers on the shelf.